Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, here we go. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Radio Row Host Committee's Media Center, celebrating Big Game Week, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso. In the treasure chest power seat is our friend, and we met yesterday. I was talking about him, Michael Patrick McQuaid with Pro Football Ireland. How you doing?
It's good to be here. How's it going?
I was giving him a hard time about his name because I said that'd be the same as me saying I was Jacques Thibodeau Boudreau from Louisiana, but that really is your name, right?
It is my name. It's funny because I remember speaking to you yesterday morning and you said to me, that couldn't be your name, so I put the Patrick. Like, I've got Patrick as a middle name, so it sounds a bit more Irish, I guess.
I've been in your country. It's beautiful. Tell me what you guys are doing here. Why is Ireland a different kind of football in Ireland? Irish football is completely different than soccer, right?
Yeah, we've got like Gaelic football, which is a mix between rugby and soccer. And then in the west and in the south, we have hurling, which is a bit like ice hockey, but imagine sticks, no ice, and some helmets. It's a bit crazy, but yeah.
I was lucky enough to visit your country, and it amazed me how seriously you all take the regional football, right? The hurling, or is it the Irish Gaelic football? What is it?
It's both. It's completely intertwined in the society. You've got every village, every town has got a club. And it's more than that. It's intertwined. Like, you know, your family, your friends, your cousins, your neighbors, they all are with that club. You play for your club. You know, you die for the club. You know, if somebody passes away, everybody comes together from that club and you have a wake, etc. But yeah, it's all linked. And it's like, I guess when you come over here, and of course we've got 32 teams in the NFL, that's special in the sense of where these teams are, and we have one in New Orleans. But I guess in Ireland, it's pretty special because, yes, it's around the world, but we don't really have it to that extent anywhere else, which is really cool.
But it's more organic in Ireland, is it not, where it's from the roots and local people that are involved in this?
Yeah, completely, like, you know, local people. And
when you have, say, for example, give me a team, a city and a team.
Oh, God. So my local team is called Donoghmore.
All right. But it would be people from there that are playing on a team.
Spot on.
Right?
And look, sometimes, especially with Dublin, etc., you have some blow-ins, as they call it. But it's mostly, you know, people that live in that area. They'll play for their club. And, yeah, it's real family atmosphere and competitiveness. It's a bit like the NFL. It goes up and down every year.
The rivalry amazed me how, and you guys, it's like we have a rivalry with Atlanta, the Atlanta Falcons here and the Saints. It's nothing compared to the regional rivalries that you guys have.
It is, and when it gets,
it's personal, right?
It's personal, but when it gets special, like we would have maybe 82,000-83,000 at a final every July, so it's pretty special. It's unique, I guess, as well, and I know people that come over and see it love it. And I think, look, we have a gra, as we call it in Irish, a real love for sport, you know, whether that's soccer, any Irish sport, or in this case, as we call it, American football. You know, so it's we definitely love Anaheim with a ball. We love watching it, so it's great.
St. Patrick's Day is coming up. For those of you that will attempt an Irish accent, that is a legitimate Irish accent. Real quick, Chris Coleman, who's here helping us produce, brought up a good point about the St. Patrick's Day parade. I know they have a big one in Dublin, and we used to try to call pubs in Ireland every St. Patrick's Day, and it never worked out. But do they throw vegetables, or do they hand out vegetables at the parade? Any kind of produce, cabbages, carrots, anything in Ireland?
If you had told me 5 years ago I'd be on a New Orleans radio station and somebody asked me this, I don't think so. Every town has a parade, whether that's north or south or whatever.
But
everyone has
produce being hurled at spectators?
Not that I know of. That's one thing I've never seen. You'll have people dress up with St. Patrick, and that's about the height of it.
You should start it. Bring that back to Ireland.
I will speak to our town.
I'll post bail for you. Okay.